Yes, I am a little nervous. I apologize. It's been a while since I've interviewed for a new job. It's silly, I know. You've seen my resume, after all. I'm glad, thank you. I'm really happy I was able to meet with you. So, is there anything else you'd like to know about me? What do I like to do in my free time? Well, I like to read and do a little ballroom dancing and I don't know. Are you sure you want to know about my hobbies? I mean, they're a little different than most people's. All right. The truth is, I have a little bit of an obsession. In fact, sometimes it becomes a distraction. I'm usually able to manage it. I sort of discovered it as a teenager. I was a counselor at a summer camp one summer, and one of the other counselors brought out this old book at the campfire after lights out one night. We sort of passed it around and laughed at it, but after we were done and they forgot about it, I kept it and read it from cover to cover, and it changed my life. Religion? No, it wasn't that type of book. Actually, it was a novel written about a girl who becomes obsessed with something she discovers by accident. I know the book was probably terribly written, but it was so vivid and descriptive. I just couldn't put it down. After I left camp, I knew I had to explore her obsession myself. Yes, I know I'm being coy. I'm sorry. I'm just not sure I should tell you. All right, let me continue. After I got home from camp, I did all sorts of research on it, and then I started to practice doing it in the privacy of my bedroom. I even went out and secretly brought books and watched videos to learn more. After a few months, I decided I had to go out and do it for real. I never was very outgoing. I mean, I could pretend to be outgoing pretty well, but I was always terribly shy and more of an introvert. Being a counselor at the camp was supposed to help me get out of my shell. My parents thought it might help, and it did. Sort of. But it still took me a lot of work to get up the nerve to do what I did next. There was a boy in my senior class. We talked a bit here and there. I knew he'd liked reading and had taken dancing, just like me. I had a crush on him for almost 2 years. One day, after fourth period, and I'll never forget this, I came up to him and told him that I need to talk to him privately. We went to the third floor, to an empty classroom, and that's where I did it for the first time. There's something special about the first time you do something like that. Dancing? No. No. You're misunderstanding. I like to dance, but I'm talking about giving blowjobs. No, see, I told you I had weird hobbies. I knew I shouldn't have said anything. Oh God, I hope that this isn't going to ruin my chances of. Well, yeah. I guess I could tell you more. You seem like a nice guy, married and everything. I probably shouldn't have told you. I always do this and... Well, okay. I guess if you're sure, I mean, if it'll improve my chances of getting the job. Anyway, yeah. I gave him a blowjob. It was the first time I sank to my knees in front of the guy. But I didn't think he knew what to do, so I just took control, rubbing his cock through his pants until I felt it harden. He protested at first, but I'd spent months muttering into a pillow, teaching myself how to talk dirty. I was so nervous, but somehow I managed to get the words out as I stared up at him from the floor. I said it in my dirtiest voice. Please, let me suck your cock. I need it. God, those lines. Those 9 words are so powerful, you know? When a woman gets on her knees, looks up at a man and says those words, it's like you gain control of him a little bit. I remember his eyes widening and the look of uncertainty on his face. Of course, once I unzipped his jeans and pulled out his erection, he didn't stop me. And he really didn't stop me when I put my mouth over the head of his cock. Fuck. It was a beautiful cock. Long, a little thin, but with such a big purple head. I'd practiced on cucumbers and carrots for months. Hell, I'd even cut them with a knife to make them more like a penis. And I'd watched so much blowjob porn that I knew all sorts of porn star tricks to get him off. He probably thought I was naturally talented, or I was some sort of school slut. I don't think he ever knew that he was my first ever. But fuck, feeling him plunge into my mouth for the first time, and when I plunged my head down until the head of his cock was in my throat, I got such a thrill from it. I got so wet, kneeling there in my uniform blouse and skirt, lips buried against his crotch. I don't think he'd ever had a blowjob before, because he only lasted about 2 minutes before he came. God, the sensation of his hot, salty cum splashing on my tongue. I could feel myself start to salivate heavily. And fuck, if I didn't come right there, kneeling on the floor in front of him as he shot his sperm into my mouth. I know a lot of women find cum to be gross. Slimy and salty and icky and swallowing it. They find it sort of disgusting, but I was different. That first time, I couldn't get enough. I tasted it, played with it on my mouth, then swallowed it all. And then I started to milk him to get whatever was left in his urethra out and into my mouth. I craved it and I couldn't help it. That's when he said the words that made me come a second time. He called me a cock-sucking slut. After that, I was hooked. I couldn't stop thinking about that day. I tried really hard not to do it again until after graduation. At that point, I still cared what people thought of me. I didn't want to get a reputation. I failed twice. When I went to college, I finally learned to get rid of my fears. I decided that I could be whoever I wanted to be at college, so I taught myself how to be an extrovert, the bubbly, cheerful, sexy girl guys drool over. I changed the way I dressed. I changed my hair and learned how to wear makeup properly and how to use it to accentuate my lips. And then I started dating like crazy. I think during my first 2 years, I dated at least 20 guys. And all of them got blowjobs, and I somehow managed to stay a virgin even. I experimented on all of them. I learned how to tease with my tongue, and how to use my cheeks in various sucking motions, how to play, lick and suck on their balls to heighten the pleasure. I learned what the differences are in pleasuring cut and uncut cocks, and how to use my teeth to tease and excite, how to use my fingers in a man's ass to make them come harder. Oh, and how to use my voice to make men lust after my mouth. I got a bit of a reputation, even though I didn't really have sex with anyone. They called me a slut and a skank, but for some reason I stopped caring. I had a reputation for having the hottest, sluttiest mouth on campus, and just thinking about it made me tingle. But it was my junior year when it really all came together. I got to do the thing that the girl in the book had done that I wanted to experience most of all. It happened at a frat party one night in the fall. I was always careful not to drink. I was afraid someone would try and drug me, so I was completely sober when it happened. I'd been at a party for about an hour when one of my sorority sisters, Becky, a girl who did not like me, started to talk with some guys about how trashy I was, describing in lurid detail all the slutty things I'd done, or she thought I'd done, since I joined the sorority. She was drunk and loud. I overheard part of it and it pissed me off. But the more she talked about it, the more guys nearby drew closer and started listening to her. That's when I decided to do it. I walked across the room, pushed myself past her, and announced that she was right. I was a slut. And to prove it, any guy who whipped out their cock right there in front of her would get a blowjob from me right there in that room. And then I got on my knees. I was dressed in a short, sexy dress, and I must have made quite the sight for those guys as I opened my mouth and pushed out my tongue as if waiting for a cock to slide over it and pass my lips. God, doing that made me so fucking wet. The party went mostly silent, except for the music, and I just knelt there with Becky and all these guys around me, just staring at me in shock. I don't know how long it took, but one of them decided to call my bluff because he unzipped his pants and stepped up to me. He had a small cock that wasn't even erect yet. I remember him telling me to show him how much of a cocksucker I was. So I leaned in and took it into my mouth. He almost fell on his ass. I don't think he thought I was serious, but oh God, was I. It didn't take long for another guy to step up and take his place, and he was more than willing to let me blow him. Before long, I was surrounded by guys unzipping their pants and pulling out their cocks. The book I'd read at summer camp had described a girl going into a man's locker room while they were changing after football practice and getting gangbanged by the entire team. All those guys using her for their pleasure, coming on her face, her hands, in her mouth. God, and she reveled in it. She felt so in control of all those guys because she made them come. She made the whole team obsessed with her. That was what drew me to the book. And now, I was in the same place. You have no idea what a rush that was, knowing that I was the center of attention, that all those men were focused on me, desperate for a chance to have my mouth. It made me feel so damn powerful. I wonder sometimes if that's why porn stars do it. The knowledge that millions of men might jack off to their mouths, sensationally squeezing around a hard dick. Oh God, they used my hands and my mouth for hours. I didn't let them fuck me, and for whatever reason, they respected my wishes. But they did everything else. I had cocks rubbed on my face, my hair on my tits. I jacked them off, sucked them, swallowed so much cum, and had it splatter all over me. They called me so many horrible things. Cum lover, cocksucker, mouth whore, cum slut, cuckold, and so many other things. They thought they controlled me, but every time I made them come, I knew who was really in control. And the best part is, I came so many fucking times. When it was all over, and I broke away to go clean up in one of the frat bathrooms, I saw myself in the mirror. I was a mess. Covered in sperm, my hair matted and covered in goo, my lips swollen from being pounded against crotches, and my dress hopelessly stained and ruined. I'd made every guy in that frat house come. Me. I'd done it. My mouth was that powerful. If I'd hadn't come so many times already, I'd have masturbated right there in front of that mirror. I took so many fucking selfies of myself instead. And that is when I knew I wanted to be an oral gangbang whore. I've done it a dozen times since. Oh, sorry. I think I rambled a bit. Anyway, I'm really excited about this managerial position at International Shipping Services. I think my work experience and educational background is a good fit for... not a good fit? But damn, you told me... I knew I shouldn't have told you any more about the blowjob stuff. Fuck. Well, I guess there's only one solution to this. I'm going to come around this table and suck your cock. Oh, you're protesting, but you're not doing a very good job. I bet you have a hard-on right now. Why don't I just get on my knees and take care of it for you? If I do a good job, maybe I get the job. And if I get the job, maybe my mouth will find itself around your cock a lot more often. Really? See what I mean about how powerful my mouth is. Hello everyone! So once again, the voice actor for this tape and script fill is speaking to you again. So just because I haven't said it in the other audios, I just wanted to say that this content was created by someone over the age of 18 and is also intended for people over the age of 18. And I wanted to mention that this audio files and any of my audio files are not meant for distribution and only for personal use. So please, no downloads, resharing, not even snippets or anything like that. I really hoped you enjoyed this cool kind of narration style. I haven't done that before. and I really enjoyed it, but it was also a little hard because I had to speak a lot, so it was a little challenging, but I had lots of fun. Of course, I don't condone this type of behavior that the character has shown in some of the scenes, but as a narration, I think it's very cool that it was so descriptive. Okay, I'm rambling. I really enjoyed this. I hope you did too. And I hope you could listen to my voice and had some fun and could relax a bit and rewind from your life. And yeah, the last thing I can say is just have a nice day. Bye.